All right, so Nir inspired the shiur this morning because he came into the office to tell me all the exciting things that happened over Shabbos. And so I was able to Google, why do we light a candle in the shul? And a couple of different halachas about lighting candles in shul. And this is also fun because also Nadav is also going to get very feisty in all this year. It's all very exciting. So where did this thing first come from? Where did we first have this minute, right? We know that you have to light. The Gemara tells us we have to light in the house, Pesumin Nisa, we have all these halachot about having to light Nel Chanukah in the house. That's easy. Now, how about though in shul? So, I actually bought this. I have absolutely no idea why I bought it, but today I finally got a good excuse as to why I bought it. It's Tshuvot Ve'Geonim HaChadashot. It's responsive from the Geonim. So apparently someone asked one of them a question. This is apparently was asked to Rav Haigon, at least according to the footnotes on the bottom. Anyway, they ask, how should we light candles on Hanukkah? And he answers, Anu minhagenu b'bayit l'adlik k'minyan anshim sheyesh b'bayit. At home, we light the amount of candles, depending on how many people we have at home, we light the corresponding amount of candles. Madrin ner l'kol echad v'echad. However, and then he throws in this line, u'abatei k'nesiyot osin k'beit hillel. In shul, we do like Beit Hillel. Irrespective of what exactly means by we do like Beit Hillel, we clearly see that already from the times of Geonim, there is this minhag to light in shul. What we don't see, however, as apparently was brought up, he doesn't say anything about saying a bracha. Let's discuss. We have an Abu Daham, and again, I bought a fancy Abu Daham, which is how I found this Rav Haigon, because my footnote pointed me to this one. But my Abu Daham over here tells me, Na'agu la'aniach ner Chanukah be'emtza beit ha'kneset. Take note, he says to do light ner Chanukah in the middle of the shul. U'medlekin ota ben tefilat mincha letefilat aravit. We light it between mincha and ma'ariv. U'be'erev Shabbat. On Friday, however, medlikinota kodev mincha, we light it before mincha. Ad shlo yitparlu hakahal umotzei Shabbat and motzei Shabbat medlikinota achal shemavdil alakos. We light it after you say havdalah. There's a whole bunch of things to unpack within this rishon, but on that list though, he doesn't say anywhere anything about saying a bracha. Again, I still can't convince you whether or not you do or do not say a bracha. No one has mentioned it yet. Let's move on. I have a kolbo. He's also a rishon. Who's the Kolbo again? Afchalo Yoda, exactly, good answer. We have no idea what the Kolbo is. Nogu Kola Mekomot, it's written sometime in the Rishonim. Nogu Kola Mekomot, all these places have the minog, Ladlik Nel Chanukah Beit HaKnesset, to light Chanukah candles in Shul. Why is the first, we haven't had a why yet, right? This is our first why. One, Leotzi Misheinu Baki, Vishenu Zariz Bezot. Someone who either, this is interesting, either doesn't know how to light Nel Chanukah himself, or isn't Zariz, maybe he's not makbid on Ner Chanukah, I don't exactly know what Eino Zariz means, but okay, that's one. Gam ki hu hidur mitzvah pirsum anes, it's a hidur mitzvah. In shul, it's a pirsum anes, there are people in shul, so you're also getting a zecher, a pirsum anes. And a third reason is zecher l'mikdash.
Oh, that's always good.
Always good, we have zecher l'mikdash, and therefore we also light in shul, just like our shul is like a mini Beit Mikdash, so just like we light in, they lit in the Beit Mikdash, so we light in shul. That's what the Kolbo tells me. Again, I don't have anything about a bracha, but I do have reasons now. At least I got reasons. Okay, great. He also, by the way, says that we madlikin kodim tefilat mincha. The Abu Daham was between mincha? I forgot.
Do we get a specification of whether we do or do not say a bracha? We do a mitzvah, we say a bracha, no.
So, okay, very good. So, you know, let's focus one issue at a time. Let's focus. So let's focus on our bracha problem. Shibuli Aleket, he was written in the 1300s. He's an Italian Rishon. He's the Geonim, he's Rashi, that's his Mesora. Anyway, he tells me, Anagu la'adik na Chanukah b'et ha'kneset, v'yesh mekomot sh'nagu la'aniach al ha'petach, yesh menagim ato b'emtza b'et ha'kneset. Okay, again, we still have a location issue. Do we open it by the door? Do we put it in the middle of the shul? And he says, v'gam anu nagin la'adik b'et ha'kneset, v'lo yadanu shorosh v'anaf l'minhag hazeh. I don't actually know what the shorosh of this mitzvah, of this minhag is. Omri Rabbi Yehuda, Achish, whoever this is, his brother Rabbi Yehuda, hayanim na melahadlika shelo levarach aleha. He didn't want to light on it because he didn't want to make a bracha on it. V'chein da'ati noter. And that's, I think, the same thing also. Why? Because he says, achal shemadlik bebeito, ma tzarech ladlik bebeit ha'kneset. I'm lighting at home. What do I have to light in shul for anyway? V'ilu hayu achin yoshnim bebeit ha'kneset, if the guests, we're staying in shul, right? One of our people was a guest. Maybe that's why I'm lighting. It's sort of like Kiddush Friday night. I have guests. I have to light for them. So if it's for the guests, hayutzuchim la'adlik, they also have a chiyuv to light themselves. What am I accomplishing, right? The ochim also have to light. And if there's no guest, there's really no point to lighting. So why in the world am I doing any of this? And therefore, it doesn't necessarily make any sense. We then have a Rivash, a Shaus and Chufas from the Rivash. He says, apparently the person asking him the question says, "Umashenogu kol Yisrael adlik shliach tibur al shama shebet haKnesset lama." Right? The fact that we have this minhag to light and show, what is that about? If it's for Pesumi Nisa, kol echad chayv adlik bebeito. Everyone anyway has to light at home. So what are you accomplishing with the Pesumi Nisa and Shul? I don't really understand the premise of that question. There's two Pesumi Nisa. What's the big deal? I have a Pesumi Nisa and Shul, and I have a Pesumi Nisa at home. No more the merrier. But okay. If maybe there are poor people, they can't afford to buy candles. So maybe I'm writing in Shul in order to be motzi the poor people. The problem with that is, right, just like by Kiddush, right? An ani that's miparnes mitzadaka, an ani that gets money from charity, still has a chiyuv of hadlakat nel chanukah. It's one of those mitzvahs that ani has to sell everything in order to be able to light a nel chanukah, right? So what exactly are you accomplishing? And so that's the person asking the question. The Rivash then answers, "Tshuva minhag hazeh ladlik bebeit haKnesset minhag v'tekin hu." It's a very old minhag. I just proved to you it's an old minhag because thanks to the Karag, I assume this is from the Karaganiza. I have a reference to a gun talking about this. And kimin she'in anachan yochlim lekayim mitzvah ketadkana. Now he gives me a different reason. Why exactly am I still allowed to make a bracha? Because we don't do the mitzvah the right way. What's the right way to do the mitzvah? You take a menorah, you put it by the front door, by outside your house, right? And you light there, and you'll shoot rabim, where everyone can see it when they're walking by. We don't do that. And therefore, so in shul, we're sort of getting it, right? We couldn't do it right at a home, so at least in shul, we'll get it somewhere, I don't know, if we're lighting in the middle, maybe that's good enough, maybe that's the same thing, I'm not exactly sure. But at least in shul, that's how we'll make up for the fact that we don't really do the mitzvah properly at home. I will point out that Moadim Izmanim or Sternbach says, based off this argument, there's no chiyuv to light in shul anymore. Again, he's talking about in Israel, not in America, but in Israel, where people light outside, right, on the street, then they are doing it correctly. They're doing the mitzvah kara'oi. And since they're doing the mitzvah kara'oi, I lost all excuses that I could possibly have to light in shul. I don't have anymore. And therefore, there's no reason to light in shul. Dechel HaMikdash might work. Yeah, I might have one reason. But even that reason.
You wouldn't make a bracha on it.
Potentially not. Well, let's get to the bracha. Finally, we're getting to, that's what we really wanted, right? We'll get right here, right now. No, this is the bracha. But afa pi. Now, this is for you. This is gold, all right? Listen carefully. She'eme vachin ala minhag. We don't make a bracha on a minhag. You wrote that down? Zehu b'minhag kal. Only by minhag kal. What does a minhag kal mean? He'll tell me. He'll do me the favor. He'll explain to me what a easygoing or light, I don't know how to translate it exactly, minhag is. Kmo minhag shel rava she'eino ela chavta be'alma, right? Chavata be'alma. Minhag ravot that we do the last day of Sukkot, right? Where we all come in here and hit the branches on the Hashanah Rabbah. Yeah, that minhag, that's the minhag kal. There's no bracha on that. Aval beze shulipasim anes bebet haKnesset berabim. The reason this one, which we have for Pirsumei Nisa, mevachin alav, you make a bracha on it. Like kmo shenagu levarech al halel shel Rosh Chodesh, just like we make a bracha on the minhag of saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, the fact that we say halal, that's not a real chi of halal, right? It's chatzi halal. It's already quoted in the Gemara. It's a minhag. That, by the way, you should also point out, since we've spoken about minhag in the past, when we talk about minhag in this context and minhag, you know, with other things, a very different type of minhagim, right? Just to be clear. But anyway, minhag by saying chatzi halal be Rosh Chodesh, that's something totally different, and still I see that I make a bracha. It's like that. It's not at all considered a bracha. And even though this is a real hadlaka, it's a real Pesumei Nisa, I'm even going to make a bracha on it. Even so, you're not yotze your bracha by this. And I still have to light at home. Nadav, what is your comment?
First of all, Sfaradim don't make a bracha.
Sfaradim don't make a bracha on halal either. They don't make a bracha on minhag. Very good. So then we'll obviously go to, you know, the model Sfaradi. Who's the model Sfaradi? Come on, the Mechabel, Yosef Karo himself. Obviously, he's going to support my good friend Nadav. You know where this is going, right? This is the Mechabel, Rabbi Yosef Karo himself. Nira, Shetiknu kemi pnei ha'ochim. Okay, we did this because of the guests. That's why we have this takana. They don't have a house to light in, so we'll light it for them in shul. I'd point out, if you don't have a house to light in, you probably don't have a chiyuv of Ne'el Chanukah. It's not that lighting in shul is going to help, but let's pretend. Just like we say Kiddush in Beit HaKnesset. Mishum Olchim De'achlu V'shatu V'nei K'nishta. There are guests. They're in shul. They're eating. They're drinking. I'm going way over time of what we usually do, but I'm sure you'll forgive me. And so we do Kiddush for them. And so V'chein Katova Kolbo. And that's what the Kolbo said. Because of Otam Acher. He gave me also another reason. Shukad Egele Parsem Anes. Right? We also want to do Parsim Enisa. V'nei Kol Ha'am. Everybody's there. U'l'sader HaBachot Lefnehem. And to also say all... What was that word? I forgot. Abachot lifnehim. And to say all of the brachas in front of them as well. Sheyesh baze pirsum gadol. La Hashem yitbarach v'kiddush shmo. Because there's a big pirsumei nisa by the fact that I'm lighting, and apparently part of that is saying the brachot. Kmo shemachin ato b'menkelot. V'ze lashan harivash b'tshuva. He quotes the rivash that I just quoted to you. Haminhag haze la'adlik b'bet ha'kneset. Minhag v'atikin hu. It's an old minhag. Mishum pirsumei nisa. Since we don't do the mitzvah appropriately, because the there's all these people that are trying to kill us, and signaling to them where the Jews are is never a good idea. I would point out that Aruch HaShulchan says, even though we don't have that reason anymore, so Aruch HaShulchan, I'm not exactly sure how safe he was feeling in Europe, but he still says that he doesn't have this issue, but still, because it's very cold outside, nobody's going to light outside, it's ridiculous. So we still would have to light inside, and he's there, and so that reason still applies. And he says, "Umavachin azek kmo shemavachin al hal de rosh chodesh," and we make a bracha on this just like we make a bracha on hal of rosh chodesh. The mechaber, does he say you should make a bracha on rosh chodesh? No, he says you don't. I'm not exactly sure what that line means, and which is good. We're in good company. Nobody else does either. The Chacham Tzvi asks on the Bet Yosef, what in the world are you talking about? Your own shita is that you don't make a bracha on a minhag. What are you talking about? How does this have to do? What does this have to do with the Ner Chanukah, where all of a sudden you are making a bracha? Nobody has a good answer, so I'm not going to give a good ending to this shir, but I just want to point out the problem and how everybody discusses this issue. But it seems to be consistent, although I did ask my Sephardi consult over here, who tells me that Sephardim do not make a bracha on Ner Chanukah and Shul practically halach lemaisa nowadays. At least that's what my source tells me. Even though the Beit Yosef says to do it. I'll point out that the Baal Tanya apparently was very anti this. He didn't want to make a bracha on the Chanukah. As far as I know, most people make a bracha on the Chanukah. But obviously at home, everyone makes a bracha. But again, this is
also different between the night and the day. Right.
Yeah, fine. Also, potentially, which would also be interesting, right?
Right.
If the whole, it depends on which one of our reasons. If it's Pesumei Nisa, if it's Beit HaMikdash, if it's Pesumei Nisa, then it should be, I don't know, maybe by night, maybe by day also. That's also Pesumei Nisa, no? Why else are we lighting? If it's because of people that don't have money to light at home, assuming that this helps them in some way, which again, we pointed out, is not exactly necessarily all that clear. Lighting by day, no one has a chiv, right? If it's Zechel HaMikdash, what Zechel HaMikdash is there by day? Unless you tell me the Rambam, there's a Tavata Nerot during the day. But again, Tavata Nerot is not lighting the Nerot. Maybe we should do a Pesumei Nisa of setting up the candle in the morning and then light it at night. Seems a little weird. But again, it's just fascinating, very interesting when you go from A, that this is a very old minhag. We have proof that it's a very old minhag. We have Rishonim talking about it. Gilonim talking about it. So it is a very old minhag. And the fact that we make a bracha on this minhag seems consistent, at least from an Ashkenazi perspective, seems somewhat consistent. Even though it's not really clear what we're doing. This, by the way, is the same exact question we're going to have, is how can we make a bracha on the Kiddush that we do Friday night? Also a problem, right? Eight, I don't think that's as... unclear if that's as early as a minhag, because there would... Here, it's not clear why we're lighting in Shul. Right. When we made Kiddush originally in Shul, it was clear why we made Kiddush.
I think we should do on Friday night what the Hasidim do in lighting candles in Shul.
What's this?
They throw things at the person lighting so he doesn't have Kabbalah. Ah. It's amazing.
We could potentially incorporate that in other things as well. Let's say that. Anyway... This is a fascinating sugya that I only looked at this morning because Neil walked into my office before Shacharit. I managed to look it up. It was very interesting.
That's kind of very interesting. Go ahead.
Next,
Kaddish? I forgot who said it, but that Aravot is considered a minhag.
Yeah.
The historicity, because that goes back all the time, all the way to the Nevi'im.
So I don't know. It's actually interesting you say that, because I don't know. I'm not sure which one... He doesn't give me guidelines of what to call minhag. Interesting question, but the other.
How old is
it? So I don't know, because I don't know how old the Arav is, though. I actually don't know that.
Right.
It could be that we started doing it 500 years later and said it was because of Beit HaMikdash, but I don't know when we actually. So I'm not actually sure that part. That's an interesting question. We should definitely look that up for the next version of this.
While I still have my own.